What's up, builders? This is Build, your daily engineering brief for shipping real AI systems. I'm coming at you on February 19th with something that's going to change your infrastructure costs overnight. Here's the situation. Right now, thousands of engineering teams are running high-volume LLM applications, conversational AI, RAG systems, code generation tools, and they're burning money on every single API call. Meanwhile, a few teams who figured out OpenAI's prompt caching architecture are seeing 10x cost reductions and 67% latency improvements. Not theoretical savings, real production numbers. And the crazy part? Most teams are leaving this on the table because they don't understand three critical implementation details. Today, we're breaking down the exact caching hierarchy that's working in production. We're looking at how StrongDM is shipping code with fully autonomous AI agents, while most developers are actually 19% slower with AI tools. And we're cutting through the hype on content generation platforms to show you what's actually worth building versus buying. Let's get into it. Okay, prompt caching. If you're running any kind of high-volume LLM application, this is your highest ROI infrastructure optimization right now. Here's the technical reality. Once you hit 1024 tokens or more in your prompt, OpenAI's caching kicks in automatically, and you're looking at 50 to 90% cost reductions depending on your context size. But here's what's interesting. The teams seeing 10x savings aren't just getting lucky with cache hits. They've architected their entire prompt structure around a specific three-tier caching hierarchy. This pattern comes from production systems at companies like Warp, and it works like this. At the global scope, you're caching your system prompts and tool definitions. That's about 15,000 tokens that literally never change between requests. At the user scope, you're caching customer configuration and codebase context, stuff that's stable within a user session but varies between users. And then at the task scope, you're caching conversation history for multi-turn interactions. Now here's the detail that separates teams getting 60% cache hit rates from teams getting 87%. It's a single parameter called prompt cache-key. Without this, your requests are routing randomly across cache engines, and each engine is only handling about 15 requests per minute. With proper key implementation, you're directing related requests to the same cache instance, and your hit rates jump by 20 to 30 percentage points immediately. Let me give you the cost math, because this is wild. Say you've got a 10,000 token system prompt, 5,000 tokens of tool definitions, and 100 tokens of user input. Uncached, that's costing you 2.5 cents per request. Cached, 0.25 cents. That's 10x savings on a single request. Now multiply that across multi-turn conversations where you're making 10, 20, 30 calls per session, and the economics completely change. The newer models make this even better. GPT 4.1 is giving teams 75% savings. The GPT-5 family hits 90%. And if you're using the real-time API for voice applications, you're seeing 99% cost reduction on cached content. This isn't incremental optimization. This is restructuring your entire cost model. So what does proper implementation look like? First, you need to use the responses API for reasoning models. Teams are seeing 40 to 80% cache improvement just from this architectural choice. Second, avoid dynamic content in your prompt prefixes. Cache efficiency is extremely sensitive to structure. If you're constantly shuffling the order of your system instructions, you're invalidating cache on every request. Third, leverage the allowed tools parameter to manage your tool sets without invalidating the entire cache. You can swap out which tools are available for a given request without recaching your base prompt structure. Fourth, consider enabling extended prompt cache retention. This keeps your cache warm for 24 hours instead of the default 5 minutes. It costs extra, but if you're strategically warming caches for high traffic periods, the math works out. And fifth, don't sleep on flex processing for async workloads. You can stack a 50% batch discount on top of caching benefits. We're talking about compound cost reduction if you architect this right. Here's your sprint goal on this. Audit your current prompt architecture this week. If you're not hitting that 1024 token threshold with stable prefixes, you're leaving 50 to 90% cost savings on the table. Most teams can implement this in 2 weeks. This is not a research project. This is go refactor your prompts and ship it. All right, let's talk about autonomous development, because there's a massive disconnect between what's possible and what most teams are experiencing. StrongDM is running what they call level 5 autonomous development in production. Three engineers write markdown specs. AI agents write the code, write the tests, and ship to production without human code review. They're using external behavioral testing to prevent the AI from gaming internal tests, and they've built digital twin environments for integration validation. Cost? $1,000 per engineer per day. Meanwhile, Anthropic reports that 90% of their codebase is AI-generated, but here's the data point that's breaking people's brains. Metrid did a rigorous study showing that experienced developers perform 19% slower with AI tools in traditional workflows. 19% slower,
not faster, slower. So what's going on here? The difference isn't the AI, it's the architecture. Teams that bolt AI onto existing sprint cycles, code review processes, and QA workflows are seeing temporary productivity drops. They're context switching between writing specs, reviewing AI-generated code, and debugging subtly incorrect output. It's cognitive overhead without process redesign. But teams that redesign end-to-end processes around AI capabilities, like StrongDM, are seeing 25 to 30% productivity gains. Claude 3.5 Sonnet enables sustained multi-session coherent development, but only if you've architected your entire development pipeline around that capability. Here's the migration path that makes sense for most technical leaders. Right now, Q1 2026, you're using AI at level 2 or 3, basic copilot patterns, code completion, simple generation tasks. By Q2 or Q3, you should be generating specifications from existing code bases. This is where you start building the foundation for autonomous patterns. By Q4 2026, you need to redesign your CI/CD pipeline for the volume of AI-generated code coming through. Your testing strategies have to change because you're not going to manually review 10,000 lines of generated code per sprint. And then in 2027, you gradually shift to autonomous agent patterns for greenfield projects. Here's the critical insight, though. The bottleneck shifts from implementation speed to specification quality. This requires deeper systems thinking and customer understanding than traditional development. You're not eliminating engineers, you're changing what they do. And if you haven't documented the implicit knowledge embedded in your legacy systems, that becomes your blocking issue. This has massive talent implications. The 60% drop in junior dev jobs isn't about AI replacing developers, it's about the career ladder changing. Junior roles focused on pure implementation are consolidating. Senior roles focused on architecture, specification quality, and AI system oversight are expanding. If you're hiring right now, you need to be thinking about this shift. Your action item here: run a pilot project with autonomous development patterns on a non-critical service. Measure four things: specification quality, test coverage, deployment frequency, and incident rates. Give it 90 days, starting Q2 2026. This isn't theoretical. You need production experience with these patterns before they become table stakes. Okay, let's cut through some hype on content generation tools, because there's a massive gap between what's being marketed and what actually pencils out economically. We're seeing a ton of attention on platforms like NVIDIA AI, Notebook LM, and Google AI Studio. Let me break down the build versus buy decision for each of these. NVIDIA AI is charging $96 a month for 15 minutes of generative video content. The use case that works is corporate training modules that you're billing out at $1,000 to $5,000, or video ads when you're charging $60 to $100 per hour. The technical advantage is true end-to-end generation versus stock footage compilation. If you tried to build custom video generation using Stable Video Diffusion or Runway, you're looking at 10 to 50x more compute cost for comparable quality. Verdict? Buy this for client services. Only consider building custom if you need unique capabilities or you're producing 10,000 plus videos per month and you own the entire content pipeline. Notebook LM is interesting because it's free and it gives you a 200,000 token context window with strong grounding to prevent hallucination. The use case is source-constrained content generation. If you built a custom RAG architecture with GPT-4, you're spending 15 to 30 cents per thousand word document. So use Notebook LM for proof of concept and client validation. You can run $500 to $3,000 monthly retainers on this, but build custom RAG if you need API access, custom guardrails, or white label deployment. That's when the economics flip. Google AI Studio has screen sharing and voice capabilities, which sounds great for visual analysis of dashboards and competitive research, but the reality is the visual parsing is inconsistent and the recommendations are generic. If you built a custom vision plus reasoning pipeline, you're spending $500 to $2,000 a month in API fees at scale. Use this for exploratory analysis and client deliverables, but it's not suitable for automated reporting or mission-critical analysis without human oversight. Here's the reality check on content generation economics. There's this example floating around about children's book automation, claimed production costs of $3 to $5 per book. But when you actually account for API usage across GPT-4, Canva AI, 11 Labs, and Minimax, the real cost is $50 to $75 per book. To break even at $10-$50 a month in revenue, you need 200 to 350 monthly sales. That puts you in the top 10,000 Amazon rankings. Most AI content businesses fail on distribution, not generation. So here's your architecture recommendation. Start with off-the-shelf tools for speed to market. Build custom when you hit one of three thresholds. One, your API costs exceed $5,000 a month with a clear optimization path. Two, feature limitations are blocking core differentiation. Or three, vendor lock-in risk exceeds your switching costs. For most startups, you're 1 to 2 years away from those thresholds. Buy, don't build content infrastructure in 2026. Your action item: map your content generation workflows to existing tools this week. Calculate break-even volume for a custom build. I'm betting most of you should be buying. All right, let's close on talent strategy, because there's a massive gap between AI training and production capabilities right now. The World Economic Forum is projecting 78 million net new roles through 2030. AI and automation specialists are growing at 40%. Big data and AI analysts are expanding at 35%. Cybersecurity roles are increasing 30 to 40%. That's 700,000 new US positions. But here's the problem. Free training platforms like SimplyLearn, MIT OpenCourseWare, Andrew Ng's courses, and the edX Verizon programs offer 60 to 200 hours of content focused on fundamentals. They're not teaching production architecture. What's missing from free training? API integration patterns and cost optimization strategies, performance benchmarking and infrastructure scaling, vendor selection criteria and build versus buy analysis, production reliability patterns like SLAs, fallback strategies, and error handling, and real-world constraint management, rate limits, token budgets, data privacy considerations, all the stuff that actually matters when you're shipping to production. The gap between completing a free AI certification and being able to ship production AI systems is 6 to 12 months of hands-on implementation experience. So smart technical leaders are doing this. They're using free certifications for broad team AI literacy, 40-hour baseline for everyone. They're investing the saved budget, $10,000 to $50,000,